You're listening to Modern Mystic Soul, a podcast dedicated to helping starseeds like you go from awakened to activated. My name is Therese Tucker. I'm an intuitive artist, psychic medium, teacher of intuition, and author of Confidence is Magic. And I'm sitting down to talk with you about the ascension process, the spiritual growth lessons I've learned, and how to move into a more aligned frequency so you can fully experience your destiny. Hello, beautiful souls. Welcome back to another episode of the Modern Mystic Soul Podcast. I am your host, Therese Tucker, and I'm so happy to have you with me today. I don't know about you, but this energy is kicking my butt. And I know a lot of people around me are experiencing similar energy, but for me, I just feel like it's been hard to stay grounded, hard to stay on top or ahead of things, although I'm doing it. So by the time you hear this recording, I will have recorded it a week prior. So I am on top of things. It just feels harder to do it, if that makes sense. And I think it's because we're going through these waves of energy that just keep intensifying. You might want to start watching the solar weather. I think there's a channel you can look at called Space Weather. I think there's an app also called Space Weather, which would allow you to sort of watch what's going on if you're not doing it already. If you are, then you know what I'm talking about with all these X-class flares going off, all the CMEs. And if you're not looking at it, I feel like it's time to start because we are highly, highly affected by what's happening by the sun now. And the sun is preparing to take us into, you know, the next level of existence, which would be moving through ascension and moving into higher densities of consciousness. And the sun is very active. It's doing its thing and we're all feeling it. And part of what's going on for people is a lot of deep-seated stuff is coming up to the surface now. And I've been talking with you about this for a while now. If you listened to my latest podcast about inner child healing and ascension with Jen Peters, definitely have a listen to that. But we talk about it there too, about all the deep-seated emotional stuff that's coming up, you know, from deep within our subconscious mind. And this is early childhood trauma and things like that coming up to the surface to be healed. Well, it's great when you're wanting to go digging for it, but right now it's just bubbling up, just constantly coming to the surface, or we're having events in our daily life that are triggering us to feel these intense emotions. And it's ultimately for our highest good. We need to sort through them in order for us to move forward. It's like I keep saying, it's like a hot air balloon. And we're intending to go up, but you have to release the sandbags that weight that hot air balloon down. And those sandbags are represented by these heavier emotions that create our coping mechanisms or our old patterns of behavior that no longer serve us and are not a vibrational match to where we're going. So we're all doing this deep cleaning and clearing work, and it can feel a little overwhelming at times. It feels like your plate is always full, even if you are handling things and on top of things, it can feel like you're behind just because there's so much to focus on at this time. And it's coming up without us going down to get it. It's just resurfacing right now because also we've got a lot of placements with Chiron, which is the wounded healer. It's the planetoid that represents the wounded healer, or what in us that needs healing, is conjunct with the north node of the moon. They're both in Aries, which represents the self. And the north node is all about where we desire to go. So there's a lot of healing of self energy that is playing out right now. And that's what the cosmos is letting us know, is that this is the time to do it. This is where we're at. And there's a deep clean going on. So I wanted to share with you the message from the new moon in Aquarius spirit circle that came through, because my team was helping us do an energetic sort of deep clean slash rejuvenation meditation, and it felt really good. It really did help to lift some of the heavy energy that it feels like we're in right now. So I wanted to share this meditation with you as an opportunity to, for you to also get a little relief and rejuvenation and work on it on an energetic level, because not all the pieces have to be worked out on the conscious level. In fact, my team has often said to me, Therese, if there is something that's too hard for you to consciously process, then what we're going to do is put you to sleep and have you process it using your subconscious mind. And that works just as well. So oftentimes they will do that. If you notice that you feel sleepier or you need more naps lately and you're not really a nap person, that could be why. So here's another way to do it, where instead of going into a fully unconscious state, you can go into a relaxed trance state. Allow yourself to take a break, lay down while you listen to this, and let the visuals help you process some of these heavier energies and clear it from your system. Anything that needs to be processed by you consciously will naturally come up, but the rest of it might be residual energy from something you already understand and it's just has a deeper hold. This will help to clear it out. So I hope you enjoy this meditation, and I'll see you after. Are you feeling stuck, overwhelmed, or unsure of your life's direction? It's time to break free from self-doubt and confusion. I'd like to invite you to join me in my Modern Mystic Mentoring Program, where you'll unlock the power of your intuition and transform your life. With over a decade of experience, I specialize in guiding you through my intuitive self-mastery method, helping you heal the past, embrace your inner wisdom, and create a future filled with confidence and purpose. Say goodbye to indecision and hello to self-trust. Join me on a journey of self-discovery and watch as your life transforms into a masterpiece of positivity and fulfillment. Ready to step into your true potential? Visit blithestarlight.com/mentoring and book your call with me today. Modern Mystic Mentoring, your path to intuitive self-mastery starts here.
My team in spirit welcomes you and your team forward on this night with so much high frequency energy coming through. We would like you to imagine that you are standing at the top of a staircase. And at the bottom, you see a beautiful, ornate door. And as you gently descend down the staircase, your body feels more and more relaxed with each step you go down. Every step you take towards this door, you feel more relaxed and more at ease. Now you're at the last three stairs. And as you gently come down to the bottom stair, you feel so relaxed. So at home in your body, so peaceful. And you reach out and you touch the handle of this beautiful door. And as you gently open the door, a brilliant sunlight meets you on the other side. And as you step over the threshold, you notice the familiar smells of the night garden. And you can tell that you're here as the sun is gently setting in the sky. And as you walk forward through the garden, you're particularly aware of a sound of a fountain off in the distance ahead. And it's such a beautiful and relaxing sound that you naturally move towards it. Walking through this serene, peaceful garden at sunset feels so refreshing. There's something about the relief of walking at the end of the day. All your cares and worries of the day are gently drifting off behind you as you continue to walk forward towards that fountain. And your body just feels more and more relaxed and at ease. As you reach the fountain, you notice the water so crystal clear and luminous, and that the fountain is pouring into a pool that's made of selenite and this beautiful purified water. And instinctually, you want to move into this pool of water. So you gently find the steps and wade in. And this water feels nice and warm. So it's soothing to your body when you touch it. It just feels so good that you want to lay down and allow yourself to float in this pool of water. And as you do, your body just relaxes more and more. And you can feel the energy of this water is different. It's very soothing and calming, but there's something in it that makes you feel like the stress and the worry just melt off of your body. And as you're noticing that feeling, you sort of float up and look down at yourself at the same time, as if you've projected out of your body so that you could watch the scene. And you can still feel the energy in the water, but now you're gently watching yourself and observing how this pool of purified, healing water is now pulling any lower frequencies, anything that's built up in the system over long periods of time, like trauma, just being pulled from the body now, and it looks a lot like purple ink floating off of you. And you'll notice that inky purple color might be more concentrated in certain areas, maybe where you're holding pain physically or emotionally. But there's so much peace as you watch because it feels so good to let it leave the body now. And now you can just continue to relax. And you'll notice that over time, that any area that was dark and inky is starting to fade. as it pulls all that energy out, the color fades. It goes from a dark purple to a medium purple to a pale purple to barely there. So you just allow yourself to float and soak while you gently watch from above. You notice that this pool has a beautiful transmutational quality to it. Whereas that trauma or pain or suffering leaves the body, the water in the pool itself pulls it out, transmutes it back to pure energy. And that inkiness fades to nothing. Until you are back in a pool of pure, clear energy again. While you've been gently floating in this pool, allowing this energy to be transmuted, the sun has been setting. Whatever you were carrying around before, the sun has set on that time. The beginning of a new moon has started, which will lead to a new day. And so here we are in this transitional energy again. We're not quite in the new day yet, but we're no longer in the old day. We no longer have to carry around the burdens that we carried before. And this thought is comforting. And as you reconcile that idea, you float back down to meet your body, to really hold that thought. I am healed from what I carry from my past. I allow myself to fully heal. I allow myself to let it go. And if more needs to be healed, I know that I can repeat this process. I can come here to the night garden, slip into this pool again, and allow myself to transmute the energy. And now you feel that super clear, purified energy running through you. So you gently sit up in this pool. You allow yourself to float over to the steps. And as you step out, you notice that you feel dry and comfortable and refreshed, just like getting out of a nice shower or bath. Having dried off, wearing fresh clothes. It's that same deeply content feeling. And so now you allow yourself to walk forward through the garden, noticing the sounds, night birds chirping, fountain in the background. And now your team is showing up to open that portal just for you, back into your present moment, coming back into your physical body, passing through the threshold of the portal, knowing that this night garden and that purification fountain is here for you anytime you need it or want it. And so you pass through the portal, coming back into the body, wiggling your toes, back into your body, wiggling your fingers, all the way back in, moving your head around, taking deep breaths. And when you're ready, gently opening your eyes.
Welcome back. I hope you're feeling deeply rejuvenated and more relaxed. And anytime you feel like the energy gets a little heavy, you can always go to this podcast, fast forward to the meditation, and just put it on again and let yourself be deeply cleansed and rejuvenated by the energy. Let me know your thoughts on this. Did this meditation work for you, and is it something you'd like to try again? You can leave me comments here, especially if you're in Spotify. You can literally leave me comments, and I absolutely love to read them. I always geek out when I see comments coming through the podcast. So if you want to leave me a message, let me know how it worked for you, what your thoughts are, what you'd like to hear more of. Leave them in the comments on Spotify. And if you're on another platform like iTunes, and frankly, that's where I like to listen to my podcasts, I don't think we can message directly in iTunes, but you can always go to Instagram at Blythe Starlight Brand, all one word, and message me there and let me know your thoughts on the podcast or what you'd like to hear me talk about. I would love to get your feedback and hear more about what's interesting to you right now as we're deeply in the middle of high level energy, and we're getting closer and closer to our peak of ascension here. So leave me a message. Let me know. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Thank you so much for hanging out with me for the podcast. I am so excited to connect with you and be back next week with a new topic. See you then. Thank you for joining me. Be sure to visit me at blythestarlight.com and subscribe to my list. That way you'll never miss an episode of the Modern Mystic Soul podcast, which can also be found on Spotify, iTunes, and all your favorite podcasting platforms. You can also find me on YouTube, Instagram, and Pinterest as Blythe Starlight. Until next time, stay magical.